Take hello to everybody out there. My name's Ryan Greco. I'd like to welcome you all back to another edition of the TOT Cast. Today we're doing a little bit more of a shorter show, though. This specific episode is actually just taking us back to a couple of the events last night. I was just talking about it earlier. We posted it earlier on the website about my personal experience over at Jurassic Park, my first personal experience at the venue outside of the Raptors as they were trying to clinch Game 6 against the Miami Heat. And unfortunately, even though the Raptors weren't able to get it done, it was an amazing experience. I had a chance as well to speak with a few people that were running the event. Akil Augustine was able to give us some time. So once again, I want to greatly thank and appreciate him for taking some time because, I mean, he was swamped with everything that he was trying to do, helping to host the event out there at Jurassic Park. So once again, a big ups to him. I also had an opportunity, of course, to see the game and just really see the amazing support that this franchise has gotten from its fans. I mean, they literally had to close off the gates, and you see it as, you know, there are people lined up all the way outside of Bremner, going all the way down through Maple Leaf Square out to York Street. Now, one thing I do want to bring into... one thing I do want to bring up, actually, that I didn't bring up in the article, though, is that there was a lot of room still left to move around in Jurassic Park, but I think they only had a cap of a couple thousand people in the space at the same time, and I think that was more for safety precautions, because as you can see, there was tons of people lined up outside, but there was plenty of room to move around there. So I would suggest anybody, if you're going to be going down there, I'd suggest get down there about, if tip-off is 8 o'clock, try and get there before 6 or 6:30 at the latest. You don't want to be disappointed in having to sit outside. But even with that being said, we had an opportunity to speak with a bunch of different characters, a couple of fans, who actually gave me some very great insight on how they felt the Raptors have been playing in this series. But there was one specific fan. he was memorable, might I say. I had an opportunity to put him up on Instagram. So if you can just check me out at RyanGreco416 if you want to see the photo I posted of him. And I mean, he was an entertaining cat, and he was getting a lot of love from the fans as he was moving around. And I had a chance to talk with him, and he was none other than Raptin North. So had a couple of words with him. Here he is, none other than Raptin North. Asked him a couple of questions of how he came up with the name, who his sidekick might be, and what he was going to do if the team had came out successfully last night, and something I do not doubt whatsoever that he will try and do tonight if the Raptors come away with the Game 7 victory here at Jurassic Park. Here he is, Raptin North.
Ladies and gentlemen, so I'm here with Raptin North, one of the hardcore fans that we've ran into here at Jurassic Park. Now, my friend, tell me where this idea came from and how exactly long you've been doing this.
Well, the idea came about two years ago, right around the time when that Captain America the Winter Soldier came out. So then I thought, I'm a huge Marvel fanatic as well, so I thought, why not combine two things I love?
Absolutely. Now, if you were to have a, not necessarily sidekick, but partner in crime, who would they be based off of? Who would they be inspired by? And if you could, how would you name them based off of anything that you're seeing here with Canada and the support that you're seeing for the Raptors?
Well, I have a few ideas, actually. One of them could be a parody of the Falcon, and I call him the Bird of Prey.
And why exactly would he be the Bird of Prey?
Because another name for that is a raptor, a bird of prey.
Absolutely. Thank you. There you go. All right, final question, my friend. So, you're seeing it's a big game tonight, possibly history making. What exactly do you think is this team going to turn out doing? And if they do come out successful, how would you react and what are you doing right after this?
Well, I have a feeling there's going to be a win tonight. I have a strong feeling about it. For one reason is, Miami has not been able to beat us in regulation. And if they win tonight, I'm going to see Captain America Civil War tomorrow. I will wear this costume to that movie if they win tonight.
And that is a true fan for you, ladies and gentlemen.
Of course, that was Raptin North. I mean, unfortunately, like I said, I have to say, he had one of the most dejected faces once the final buzzer was sounded. And he really did look like a lost soldier on the war front, the way he was kind of just wandering around Jurassic Park as it was emptying out with all the disappointed fans. But tonight I do not believe it will be the same situation. But I do want to thank him for taking some time out and talking to me as we were going through Jurassic Park. I want to, once again, fans, if you're going to be heading out there tonight, make sure you get there early. I was there at 5:30 and there was already a line pushing all the way from Maple Leaf Square all the way back to Yonge Street during one of the entrances. Just give yourself a lot of time if you're going to be heading down there. And I can only imagine it's going to be even busier tonight because it's going to be a home game. People are going to be down there celebrating outside of the arena before they go into the actual arena. And it's going to be just, the whole place is going to be on fire, and I'm looking forward to it. So with that even being said, I mean, I hope everybody out here has a great night. Go Raptors. Let's bring it home. Game 7 victory, Eastern Conference Finals for the very first time. Let's get it done, folks. Have a great one. This has been, I guess you could call it a TOT short. This was a TOT short, and I'm Ryan Greco.